So this morning we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, and there are four main points that I would like us to look at this morning. But before we go in, we're just going to say a short prayer again. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence, even from the opening prayer this morning, the praise and worship, to even the people that came in and set up. The Bible says that where two or three are gathered, you are there. We thank you, Lord, because you are in our midst. And as we're talking about the Holy Spirit, no one else can teach us better than you, Holy Spirit. No one else can explain the Word of God to us. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, that as we go through the teaching this morning, that as every heart hears it, the Holy Spirit, you will explain that word as it enters their heart in the name of Jesus. We pray that the word of God will drop on fertile soil this morning. The cares of the world, the stress of the world will not take it from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So just going back to the topic that we have this morning is we're looking at a series of the Holy Spirit. And I have four points that I would like us to look at this morning. And I'm just going to go through the four points, and then I'll take each one as we go through the teaching. The first point that we need to know as Christians is that the Holy Spirit is our gift when we were saved. The Holy Spirit is our gift after salvation. The second point that we'll also look at today is that the Holy Spirit is your friend. And then the third point is the Holy Spirit, just like Waze, just like Google, those of us who drive will know those apps, the Holy Spirit is your navigator for life. And lastly, it is the Holy Spirit that establishes the truth in these last days that we're living in. So I want us to go back to the first point this morning that talks about after salvation, the Holy Spirit is a gift. And I'd like us to go to a scripture. I'd like us to go to John chapter 14, verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 16. And it reads, and he said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. So when we're saved and we come out, many of us were saved in different ways. Some of us, we were born in the church. Some of us, we came out on an altar call. Some of us, maybe we were evangelized to, and that's how we got our salvation. But when we were saved, you got the gift of the Holy Spirit in you. And unbelievers probably, if you were to liken what the Holy Spirit is, unbelievers probably will describe the Holy Spirit as your conscience, right? But the Holy Spirit is actually what nudges you to tell you that is wrong or go in this direction. So why is it that when we are saved, that God has to give us the Holy Spirit? Because when we are saved, we become born again. So I don't know, have we come across that phrase, born again? So when you are born again, it doesn't mean that you're going to be born again physically. It means that you have a new spirit. And it dawned on me that a lot of us, because we live in this world, in this flesh, a lot of us, we spend a lot of time looking after this flesh. I remember a long time ago, I was very vain when I was in university. Oh my God. Guess how much I would do my hair for? I did my hair once for £150. I don't know if that's expensive. I did my hair once for £150. I'm sure one brother over there is like, £150. I can think of how many bills I can pay with that. And I remember I used to like buy my soap was like £50. Then there was this cream, you know, and we spend so much time, right, on our outer flesh. But do you know that when I look at my sister over here, this is her, but what I'm seeing is not just her. There's a spirit that is her. And the thing is, so if we know we are spirits, why do we sometimes ignore our spirit man? And that is why you will hear, you know, Pastor Benson or Apostle or any men of God, they will try and get us to get into the habit of training our spirit man, like reading the word of God, like praying. Because the thing is, as you grow eating food, your body needs to grow with eating food and things like that. Something just came to my mind about, this is bad, this is like stereotypical. Like in my house right now, I talk about eating food. I have like two boys in my house, and oh my goodness. Sometimes I think, on Monday I did shopping, right? This is Wednesday. I opened the fridge. You know, we need a lot of food to grow, and I have a little boy that, oh my God, he's eating so much, you know, and he's growing. And that's the same thing, your spirit man, it needs food. How many of us here only eat on Sundays? How many of us only have a meal on Mondays? That sounds absurd, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound absurd? You only eat a meal on Monday. So it's a little bit, it's the same thing as well, our spirit man. If we only feed it on Sunday, if our physical cannot grow just eating on Sunday, then our spirit man cannot grow just on Sunday. And that spirit, God has given us a new spirit when he gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that's one thing that we need to remember, that God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Another thing I would like us to look at as well is John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. And I've got it here. It says, however, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So I just want to take an aspect of that scripture. So when we are saved and we're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, it's so important, because when we begin to grow as Christians, it is the Holy Spirit that helps us. The Bible says here in the scripture that the Holy Spirit will guide us in all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. The things to come, we'll talk about it later. So it's important that we have the Holy Spirit. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit. You might say, oh, I don't have the Holy Spirit. Oh, how come Pastor Benson sometimes is in church and he'll say, there's someone here that God says you're facing a challenge. How is he able to do that? You are all able to do that. But sometimes, like I said, we pay more attention to the physical man than the spirit man. I tell you once something that happened to me as a child, and a story of a lady that I read about, a woman of God I read about recently. I remember as a child, I used to live in London, by the way. I have not lived in Bristol my life. So I used to go to a school in Kingsbury. That's not the point. Half of you probably don't know where that is. Kingsbury, that's in northwest London. And I think I was around maybe 12 or 11. But anyway, I had gotten to the age where I could go to school on my own. And there was a bus stop where you get the last bus that took me to the school. And I was running late that morning. And I think I was like around 11 or 12 or so. So I wasn't really that mature. I just want to show you that the Holy Spirit can speak to anyone. And I remember at the time, I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit. Something just said to me that I shouldn't get on the bus. And so at the time, there used to be like parents driving, and every parent knew every child. And then sometimes if the bus stop was full, they would stop and give you a lift. So someone stopped and gave me a lift that day. And guess what I realized? That bus actually went into a crash. You know, there are many times where we think, oh, it's just by chance, but it's not by chance. I want to also share with you how the Holy Spirit can also guide you and speak to you. So what I'm trying to say, I'm talking about how is Pastor Benson able to stand up on Sundays and get like a word of knowledge about someone? When I say word of knowledge, he reveals about something that's going on in someone's life. And that person didn't tell him. That's the Holy Spirit. There was another amazing story that I heard. And if you want to read about it, you can. The lady, the woman of God, her name is Esther Longhi. So this lady, she grew up in a country in West Africa. And at the time, she was living, let me not say, but I don't know, Sokoto, I don't know where that is in Nigeria. But anyway, she was doing her youth service, because in West Nigeria, you have to like serve the government, just like in London, maybe you would be posted to Wales or posted to Birmingham. So she was doing her work experience in this city in West Africa. And then she was getting ready to catch a flight to another city. So when she got on that flight, she normally likes to sit in the middle. You know, some of us that travel, do you have a spot that you like to sit? Or when you're on the train? Yeah, I tell you a secret about my husband. He likes to sit on the side of the church or on the side of the train so that if he hears any emergency, he's the first to get out. But I like to sit, you know, by the window. So this lady, she likes to sit in the middle of the plane. But that day, something told her, go and sit at the back of the plane with your friend. She thought nothing of it. But you know what? She went to sit at the back of the plane with her friend. Then all of a sudden, they heard like, you know, chaos on the plane. You know, when you're on a plane, you think, it's fine. The turbulence will calm down. Then before she knew it, they had to do a crash landing. Man, when she was talking about it, I'm like, this is like a film. And the aeroplane had to do a crash landing. And she said, when she must have like blacked out. When she woke up, she was still in her seat with her seatbelt. The plane had cut in half. Her friend was trapped under her. And she just dusted herself out of the blackout. She took herself out the seatbelt. She said she walked and she saw some passengers in the plane, like on top of each other. And they were shouting for help. She managed to get one out. Sorry, I know it's a bit graphic. But you know what? Out of, I can't remember how many people were on the plane, but maybe it was a small international flight. So I don't know whether it's like 60 or 70 people. Only 7 people survived that crash. And out of the 7, she survived with no injuries, just a scratch. Can you believe that? That is the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you all today that when we have the gift of salvation, he gives you the Holy Spirit. But you know, a lot of times we think, I must be hearing things. God cannot be speaking to me. God can only, I don't read my Bible all the time. I don't pray all the time. I'm not in the choir. How can he speak to me? Or maybe sometimes you're in church and you hear God is saying something to you and you're like, I'm not hearing correct. How can God be speaking to me when Pastor Benson's there? But I'm telling you, all of us have the Holy Spirit. And every Christian, that is your gift. When we are saved, we are given the Holy Spirit. The next point I want to talk about is that the Holy Spirit is your friend. You know, I don't know about you, but when I think about the Holy Spirit, I used to think that the Holy Spirit is like some sort of, I don't know, smoke or gas or someone that's floating. But I remember when, I think it's Pastor Benson and another preacher said that the Holy Spirit is actually like a person. And I remember there was something that Pastor Benson said that never left me. Now, I hope you don't mind me using this as an example, but some of us here know that Pastor Benson, that his wife went to be, she went to glory to the Lord some years ago, right? And You know, a lot of us, we think it's very easy. You see, Pastor Benson, has anyone ever seen Pastor Benson sad? I don't know, maybe Sister Tisha can tell us. But he's always smiling, always bubbling, right? Yeah, many of us. And he shared something. He said, you know, maybe one, I might not say the story exactly, but he just said one day he was alone in his house, maybe in his office or so. And, you know, he's just a man. Maybe he was feeling a bit heavy, right? And he said he felt someone come and give him a hug. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is your friend. I'm telling you, he is a person. He's walking with you. All you need to do is open up to him. But that thing touched me that day. He said he was feeling down and someone came in and gave him a hug. If it's some people, they say, yeah, what's that spirit? But that's why you need to know you have the Holy Spirit. It's not a devilish spirit or anything. It's the Spirit of God. I remember just aside that, you know, I'm just, you know, when as Christians, we always pray for spiritual gifts and encounters and things like that with God. But if God really appears to you, are you ready? Do you believe it's the Holy Spirit? I remember our apostle, the general overseer, he said in his house, because he has encounters, he's been to heaven several times. And his wife and maybe like his children, they used to say, oh, that's not fair. God is always showing him revelations and things like that. And he said one day, God visited them. He said his kids were running to his room because they were just hearing walking up and down. And Apostle said, you said you wanted, those are the angels of the Lord walking up and down. You know, sometimes we think that what we read in the Bible, it seems so far away, it seems so historical, but it is now. It is even greater now. So I digress there, but one thing I just wanted to say there, that the Holy Spirit is real and he's a person and he's your friend. He is your friend. If there's anyone in this place that you feel like you feel lonely or you feel you need friends to validate you or you think you need friends to make you feel like you have some sense of value, I'm telling you that the number one person that is your friend is the Holy Spirit. People will say, oh, it's okay, I'll be there for you. Don't worry. I tell you, men can sing your high praises, shout. Peter said, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I'll not deny you. But at the end of the day, he denied Christ. Not because he's a bad person, because he's a human being. Only one person that will stay with you. The Bible says, he said, I will be with you through the fire. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I just feel that I need to say this today, that the Holy Spirit is your friend. You don't need to look, if you have lots of friends, bless you. Like some people on Facebook, they have 5,000 friends. I don't know how that is possible. But the Holy Spirit is your friend. You don't need lots of friends on Instagram or Facebook to validate you. And he is with you. The next point I just want to go to. Okay. It says, the next point I want to talk about here is the Holy Spirit is your navigator for life. I tell you, you cannot run this Christian race without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your navigator for life. And we are going to read some scriptures, but I remember a scripture that says, the steps of the righteous man has been ordained by God. The Holy Spirit is your navigator for life. I have lots of examples in my life, and many of us here, I'm sure, have examples in our life. But I'd like us to read a scripture. Can we go to... Yeah, I want us to read that scripture that we read earlier on. John 3:16. We can turn it in our Bibles. Okay. It's 16. Oh, it's John 16, verse 3. Sorry. 13. John 16, 13. Oh, I wrote it down. I copied. Okay. John 16, 13. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So really, I mean, as Christians, sometimes when we go through life, sometimes we do worry and we are anxious. Maybe because things have not gone according to our plan, things are not going according to how we feel our life should pan out. But the thing is, we need to remember that the Holy Spirit, as a Christian, is the one directing every single thing that we do. If there's anyone here that you are maybe at a crossroads, I just want you to know that the Holy Spirit, one of the things that the Holy Spirit can do is to guide you. So, funny enough, Pastor Benson's son, Brother Ore, he asked me a question yesterday. He asked me, he said, Dignus Remy, I just wondered, how did you meet your husband, Brother Charles? And then I thought this would be a very good example, because as Christian, the Holy Spirit is there to navigate you through every chapter of your life. Now, this might sound absurd. Now, I was living in London and my husband was living in Scotland. This is like maybe 9 years ago. And one day I went to a wedding. It was my stepbrother's wedding. And the funny thing was, when I saw Brother Charles, I actually thought that he already has someone, because that day he was in a bridal chain and he was holding all the ladies' bags. So I thought, oh, one of those ladies, he's got a girlfriend. He's holding, you know, the ladies' bag. And I just took, you know. And then he was the best man on the day of the wedding. And, you know, the best man has to say a speech. So he said a speech. And then this must be the Holy Spirit that was leading him as well. At the end of the speech, he now said, by the way, I am single. What has that got to do with the best man's speech? So it's like the Holy Spirit saying, see, he doesn't have a girlfriend, he's single. Then I said, okay. Then the next thing that put, well, I should be careful about this. When I met Brother Charles, he was actually wearing a skirt. Not a female skirt, it was a Scottish skirt. So, and then that happened, he was single. Then the next thing, he was trying to like dance with me, and I was like, please, who is this person trying to dance with me? So I shoved that off. And then the next thing is, my brother took me to that wedding, and my brother had been going, he went out the night after and stuff like that. And he said, oh, there's this really cool guy from the wedding that was taking me out. And in my mind, I said, cancel. That can never be someone I'll go with, taking my brother out at night. And then I tell you what really amazed me is then, this is such a major decision in your life, isn't it? It's a major decision. Someone that you're going to marry is a major decision. So when I went back to the church, I wasn't at this church. I was going to a church in London. I went to the man of God and I said, sir, I've come to you like a father, because my father is no more. I come to you as a spiritual father. And I said, there's a guy that whatever. And then he said, you go and pray. You go and hear from God. And then I thought, God, how am I going to, I've never really asked you about this kind of thing. And guess what happened? One night, I had a dream that I was in church, and the man of God's protocol came and said, oh, Sister Remy, come. Apostle's calling you. He said, yeah, that guy is good. And lo and behold, I went to choir practice one Saturday, and exactly what happened in my dream replayed. And let me tell you, Brother Charles is not the kind of person that I would normally go for in the physical, not to be rude. First of all, I said to myself, whoever I marry must have a very good English accent. Secondly, I said, the person I marry must be like, you know, their parents have to be quite British because honestly. And I said, oh yes, and a thought came to my mind, like, oh, it would be nice to actually marry someone that's a twin. So, but you know what, God has a sense of humor. But one thing is, he doesn't have the British accent, but his brother has the British accent and his dad has the British accent. So that one is ticked. And then he's a twin. And so, you know, I couldn't fight with God, and here we are today. But what I'm trying to say is, the Holy Spirit is so real. You don't have to worry in life. He is there to help you make decisions along the way. The Holy Spirit is real. You know, the fact that you are here today, the fact that you're in this church, you know, many of you, I've never knew you before. I never knew Pastor Benson before. I never knew Sister Tisha. I never knew. But how amazing God ordained your steps. Many of us, God ordained your steps to this church. What I just want to tell you, that the Holy Spirit is there to guide us through our own personal issues in life. And when you know the Holy Spirit is guiding you, that's when you will really have peace. Because when you're going through a patch that seems like, oh, I think God has departed, you will know that no. Just like Joseph. How did Joseph know that God was still with him in the prison? Because he was someone that walked with the Holy Spirit. I always think of Daniel when he was thrown into the lion's den. You know what amazed me? Is that the king said something. He said, the king came to look for Daniel and says, oh, Daniel, has your God saved you? It's almost like he knew that Daniel was going to survive that. You see, when the Holy Spirit is with you as well, I'm telling you, people will know. We may not all be the Jeff Bosses or the Tesla guy's name or whatever. But I tell you, all those people, Jeff Boss, I don't know if he's a Christian, Mark Zuckerberg, all these people, I'm telling you that they wish they had the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. They wish they had the Holy Spirit. And that's why when we sang that song today, I kept on going over, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. If we know what we have, I'm telling you, the celebrities, they want it. Celebrities, they want it. People out there, they want it. We don't know the gift that you have. The Holy Spirit is a treasure. And don't forget, he's there to help you navigate through life. And my last point for this morning about the Holy Spirit is, the Holy Spirit is there to establish the truth in these end times. The Holy Spirit is there to establish the truth in these end times. I want us to read a story in the Bible from Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Okay, so we're going to have to turn to your Bible in your phone, or if you have the physical Bible. Okay, Acts chapter 16, verse 16. It says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. Sorry, I didn't have the full scripture there. Sorry, I'm going to go there very quickly. So basically, this is a story about a lady who had gifts, and she could prophesy, she could tell people the future, and she was walking with the disciples, and this is Paul in particular, but Paul was able to discern that she was not actually prophesying out of the Spirit of God, that she was using magic. And so if I read that, I'd like us to read that scripture properly. Yeah. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I'm going to start again. Acts chapter 16, and we'll take it from verse 16. This is Paul. This is a story about the disciples. It says, once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left her. The reason why I wanted us to read this story is that if you look at that lady, she was probably maybe like in a church setting like us. Imagine Pastor Benson is prophesying and she's saying, yes, listen to him. And that sounds like a good thing, but actually, she wasn't a child of God. And the Holy Spirit is very helpful in these last days that we are living in. I tell you something that happened to me recently, and I've shared it with someone. So in England, the kids went on holiday like 3 weeks ago, end of July. And so they sent my son's school report home. And you know, normally the report is so lengthy. I don't know about parents. Sometimes we skim through. We go to the important subjects, maybe maths, English. But something took my eyes to this particular lesson. And the lesson was called relationship and sexuality. I said, this boy is 5. What are they learning about relationship and sexuality? And so I called the school. I sent a message on the school app to say, I want to know what my son is being taught in this lesson, relationship and sexuality. And the teacher left it to the last day of school, and she left a message on my answer phone. And you could hear that she was panicking and jittering in her voice. But the thing is, I believe it's the Holy Spirit that led me that day to see that. Because sometimes these kids, they don't tell you. I'll tell my son, what did you learn at school? It's only what he enjoyed, he tells me. But in these last days, the Holy Spirit is there to like guide you. Sometimes, I don't know, I want to say some things, but I don't want to say things that are controversial. You know, what seems good might not be good. That's what I want to try and say. There was a song that came out by a famous artist one time, something that happened to me. And I don't know, some of us have Instagram or something called TikTok. So for some of us here, so on Instagram, many people show videos and things like that. And there's a song of a very big artist in America that was reigning at the time. And many people were doing, there's something called dance challenge. So different people will do a dance and they'll show it and whatever. And you know, I thought I was going a bit crazy because every time I listened to that song, it's like I was hearing like a devilish thing talking, demon. And I asked my husband, I said, is it me, but can you hear? I'm telling you, when you have the Holy Spirit protects you. He establishes the truth in these last days. And it is our responsibility as Christians to develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit to really guide us in this last day. So like Paul, when he saw that woman following him in his fellowship, he was able to discern and say, get out, you foul spirit. In this last days is the Holy Spirit that will wake you up at 12 midnight to pray. You don't know what that prayer might be doing. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit in these last days. And it's the Holy Spirit that will establish the truth. And I want us to implore us as well that when we're reading the Bible as well, you know, there's so many people that have interpretation of the Bible these days. But let me tell you, if you have the Holy Spirit, nobody can trick you. The Holy Spirit will explain that verse to you. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will explain that verse to you. And we need the Holy Spirit like never before in these last days. I'll just close. There's a story that I was taught growing up as a child. It's called The Ten Virgins. I don't know if we know that story. The parable of the ten virgins. So the Bible says that there was 10 virgins, and these 10 virgins, they all had lamps. And these 10 virgins, they were going to a party. It's a parable. And five of the virgins, they were prepared, and they had oil in their lamp. And the other five did not have oil in their lamp. And when the bridegroom of the party came, only the people that had oil in their lamp were able to enter the party. Now, when you think of that story, all 10 of them had jars. So in a way, the other five were kind of prepared, but they were not detailed enough. And I feel in these last days, we really need to, I'm speaking to myself, we need to really, really, I don't like to use this phrase, play church. Because let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is there to help us in this last days, to establish the truth, to patch you up, tell you to wake up and pray at midnight, to guide you, because I don't know about you, it's not a portion in Jesus' name, but there's a joke on Instagram where they talk about The Left Behind. Has anyone seen that movie? Oh my goodness. That movie will scare you more than any horror film. So there's a noise on that Left Behind. Where is like, that is the horn. When Jesus Christ come and take his people. You know, when you hear that horn, that is it. And let me tell you, if the Bible said that Jesus was going to be born, and Jesus was born, and we celebrate Christmas, and the Bible also says he's returning and he's coming soon, I tell you, that is going to happen. And I don't know about you, a lot of us, we have worked out our salvation and stuff like that. That's not our portion. But we want to make sure that we reign with our King in heaven. And it is the Holy Spirit in these last days where so many things are bombarding you. Problems, bills, media, so many things. It's the Holy Spirit that will keep you in check. I don't know about you, something happens to me sometimes when I get so overwhelmed. At night before I sleep, the Holy Spirit would just come to me and just make me start to think about heaven. And then I feel relaxed because I remember that, oh, do you know what? It's all about heaven. One day we're going to go to heaven. Then I just start to reflect and think about my life for that night before I sleep. So the Bible says that lay up your treasures in heaven. And it said, fix up your eyes on things that are above and not on here. So I want us to be conscious more of the Holy Spirit and know that the Holy Spirit is there to guide us in these last days as well. Amen. I just want to end there. I know that the Holy Spirit has helped us, and the Holy Spirit will continue even after the service to explain the things that we have heard this morning. And so we're just going to go into just a time of prayer this morning. And if you would like to, you can stand. If you need to stay seated, that's fine, you can stay seated. I'd just like us to rise this morning. And the first point we looked at was that the Holy Spirit is a gift. So I really want us to reflect and really thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning. And we're going to take a song that is going to help us reflect on what God did on the cross. Because if Jesus Christ didn't come and die for us, the Holy Spirit would not come. The Bible said that Jesus said that I need to go so that he can come, which is the Holy Spirit. So I want you to just take this song and just reflect over the word of God you have heard this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.